that the track lane, you know what I'm talking about?
Where it was supposed to go.
Where it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
I can see that improvement being needed here, but right here, I don't know what else we could do with it. I sure don't want another signalized intersection there. I don't know, because you can't go the other direction.
One thing, the timing on the signal seems to get out of whack from time to time.
Well, we got to contend
with that tail space backs up all the way up to 65 sometimes.
Oh, I know. Oh, busy time it does. Yeah, you're exactly right.
It's not something that's going to be solved, you know, but.
No. But I could see if that Sam's went in, yeah, we need some improvements along there somewhere. But what? Don't know yet.
Well, we got the new auto store going in there, and we've got the new
Goodwill.
Recreation center.
I don't want to start a healthy conversation, but we're at 10. We got 48 to go. So maybe we better make quick decisions. So 10 is on or 10's off?
I wouldn't prioritize it right now, personally.
May not be that need to be that high, but it needs to be on there for sure because the work needs to be done. It's a safety issue.
You can hold it down the list.
We don't discard safety issues lightly.
US 160 and Y Highway.
Well, we can combine that with number 4. 161 is the four side. That was added when the roundabout went in down by the bridge. That there's concern about this intersection.
Yeah. So combine those two and that gets rid of one.
Yeah. Perfect.
Which are the two to be combined?
11 and 4.
11 and 4.
US 160 and Missouri 248 intersection.
When I went down here, I counted just on 248 alone. If we wanted to consolidate, kind of like we had been talking about, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that we could almost kind of grouped together.
So we do the 248 corridor?
Yes.
Okay, so.
That's what really needs to be done all the way from the high road to Gretna.
If you'll look, it's number 12.
It's all safety issues because it's all the same.
31, 37, 43, and 44 are all.
No question this corridor. What the end result ranking ends up being for that combination. I think we ought to study it a little bit.
Okay, and you can, Travis, you can keep those kind of the same footnotes, right, that you have now as far as what they actually are.
Yeah, I basically combined them all, and the crash data is somewhat based on the length of the road and stuff, so it might change it some, but I mean, I'd say that's the score pretty high.
12, 15, you're able to speak, but that's the one I made.
Sorry, I saw 12, 15, 31, 37, 43, and 44.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Number 13, Missouri 165 and Fall Creek Road intersection. The only way to change that would be to basically change the elevation to 165, am I correct?
Yeah, the bridge is right there.
Yeah.
So that didn't happen.
Then you got Fall Creek Steakhouse right there. I don't think it's going to happen personally.
13's gone.
We've got signs up to keep RVs from turning in there, but they do it all the time.
Yeah. Can't pick stupid. That's probably not on the record.
Remove that one.
I got
yep.
13 gone. M Highway, you're down to 16.
Yeah, M Highway.
So that's what was.
Was that for the guardrail?
Yeah.
That
MoDOT said.
That
we
they
won't.
Said didn't qualify?
Yeah. So I don't know if there's any point in keeping it on there if MoDOT says
Travis,
you can't
have
it.
Travis, what did you come up with on that? Do you remember?
Number 16.
You went and looked at it.
Oh, that's at that curve down there?
Yeah.
I think the guardrail wasn't necessarily going to work because I think coming down the hill so fast you go over the top of it, so it's going to be geometric elevation and guardrail is really basic. So.
To put more of a super in the road?
It's possible. It's not a small county road.
So 16 can come off.
We already got 17 combined.
Yeah.
18 Fall Creek Road, Wildwood Drive, and Missouri 165.
Yeah, that's where we take over, you take over, you know. So I don't know what can be done there, really.
So 18 goes or 18 stays?
What do you think, Bill? Move it down the list.
Actually, I mean, we put the speed binders out there, you know. The complaints have dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the humps and stuff, you know, is...
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, I'd say move it.
The accidents have dropped since we got the speed binders.
They take it off.
Okay. Access Road US 65 to Branson Creek Boulevard. Are we talking the outer road there, Rick, or
which is that part being done, or yeah, past the water park?
Access Road, US 65 to Branson Creek Boulevard.
That would be the outer road.
I guess that's the outer road. No, that just needs to go off. We have an outer road. It's fine.
Thunder Road, number 20. It's in motion. The grant, we're working through it.
Is that?
Wouldn't that be combined? Would that be combined with
No.
With what?
It's a separate, it's like a separate grant.
You're not Thunder Ridge, it's just Thunder Road.
Yeah,
it's just dealing protein.
Gotcha.
21, the transload facility.
That's an updated information I was going to present today. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do it time-wise, but MoDOT has their new program. Their STIP has been approved. They've got a new program, and believe it or not, they've got funding that they put forward for a transload facility up in northern Missouri. Complete demonstration project funding is their five-year STIP, and so we need to review that as a team to know what they're doing. But that's only favorable because it sets a pattern for transload facilities similar in nature down there in the Hollister Airport area.
Now, here's a thought. I think transload is important, but MoDOT separates multimodal from the highway priorities. We have them all lumped together. I would submit that we'd be better off taking our multimodal priorities and put them out there and maybe make this the highest priority of multimodal, because when a Schwabe comes to us for prioritization to move forward, she asks for the highway and roads and highways, and then the next one she asks for is the multimodal, but it's not the same thing. I'm
safety doesn't factor into it any to move it up any.
Well, it might, but it doesn't compete on the same level. We don't have multimodal fatalities generally, or we don't have those kinds of things. So what it does is number 21 just puts 22 down the list farther, when in fact it doesn't really compete with anything else on this list.
But what other multimodals do we have besides
that? Well, today we don't have any. I had sidewalk going underneath the interchange for a long time.
I hate to see it hanging under by itself, because it has both rail and highway coming into that. And the lead end of the rail into there and the highway that leads into there are all got safety issues.
Sure. But what that will do is take it from 21 and make it number one.
Number one, yeah.
So it's going to move it way up the list.
But it's a list of nothing, because it's just hanging out there by itself.
Okay, but it's not considered with the rest of these.
Well, it has been up to this date. This is the first proposal to break it
out. Not only in this room. But when you get outside this room, nobody that's going to provide any funding or any of that doesn't consider it in the same program. It doesn't compete for the same money. It doesn't do any of that stuff. So I think what we would like to, and living proof, the sidewalk underneath the highway was number one on our multimodal and our PED stuff.
And we have the PED stuff broken. Do we have it broken out separately? There's another list that's produced.
Do you have any, well, for their funding, yes. For your list, we don't have any specific sidewalk PED projects.
But they're kept for a separate list for that same reason, too. They're kind of unique unto themselves. I hear what Rick is saying, but we want them reproduced on the same sheet so that they don't get detached.
I think there has to be some segments here. That goes in.
I think we're going to have our PED projects on the master list, too, because when this is published in the website that we've got, the public is able to see, you know, we've got the highway projects, we've got the PED projects and the overpasses and the trails. And then we've got the intermodal project.
Yeah. We've already worked this list. So basically, the transportation list, the multimodal list, and the complete.
As long as they all stay on the same list and they don't get separated and lost, and then they appear on the website, I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Number 22, Highway 86, we already talked about.
Yeah, that's combined.
23, Hulls Ford Road down at the bridge.
We do have
plans.
Is it 35? Those at least should probably be together, right?
Yeah.
Or what do you think? Or is it?
Well, combine them,
Central Road, you got the bridge as a separate project.
Yeah, it would be a separate deal. A bridge versus the traffic calming.
I just didn't know. I thought we were trying to tie, you know, with the ones we were trying to tie together, you know, if they were to.
Well, the bridge, that was one of them that Devin and I talked about. They put a cap over it. There's no plans to replace that bridge. So.
Not at this time. No.
Yeah.
He was thinking to come off the list.
As long as it doesn't rain, great shape.
No, but the people's got
another way up. Yeah.
The 35 is gone?
Yes.
And 23 stays? Or...
I'm not sure what they put that on for, Travis.
Can you say what
prior to my time? Jumping down to the bridge, though, we do have plans at this time in the winter. We did do a study on it, and we can pour 4-inch cap on it and not have too much weight. But I'll have to deal with a school and all that, because we got to put a dowel every 12 inches. Drill and dowel it, so it's a one-lane bridge. We're not going to be able to, you know, if we got enough crew on it, hopefully we can dowel it and get it ready to pour in one day and pour it the next. Hopefully it'll be a three-day fix.
So Hulls Ford is a traffic control and traffic calming issue. Slow speed down, could be signage, could be speed downs. The safety on it, there were 4 injury accidents.
Hey, people driving the speed limit, which is sad, but a lot of those are that way. You know, almost all those counties are going to be a 25 or 30. And
23 is gone?
I don't see a need for it to stay.
As we get complaints, I've found that the speed minders that we've got, we move around and the calls pretty well quit. They work great.
When people realize that, oh, I shouldn't be going 45 down through here.
We've had them as much as, one was in the 80s on Lakeshore Drive. Had to have been a motorcycle. But,
We sweep them up at the Hulls Ford.
New interchange at US 65 in connection to JJ, number 24.
Wouldn't that be considered
Omaha, Arkansas?
Yeah, that would be. Yeah,
that night at 65 freeway standard.
Yeah, I was going to say combined.